Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. It's been a long time since I mentioned this, and I'm pretty sure the noobs, that means new people, don't know this, and the regs, day one, they know. I'm Team Chaos. I'm with Team Chaos. That's my rooting interest. That's my interest. Team Chaos. And I know what you're saying. Yeah, but who says the team stuff? Who says the team blah, blah, blah? Who says the nation blah, 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 and all that? Well, just let's just rock with it for now. Team Chaos. And this comes with being Team Chaos. When it comes to sports, Team Chaos, when it comes to a match, Team Chaos, when it comes to watching a competitive event that's otherwise known as some form of sport. Unfortunately, I can't flip a switch to turn chaos on and off. And then in the regular life, the chaos becomes an adventure. Adventure. I try to separate both worlds, try to keep both worlds separate, apart from each other, not close together at all. However, that's definitely something I've been working on and trying to do, but I'm just not able to do it. There's just so much adventure. There's just so much chaos. Chaos and adventure. Those words are interchangeable, especially when it comes with dealing with the personal life. And some of the conversations that we have and the stuff that we talk about is some pretty good stuff. It's adventurous. It's explosive in a good way. I will not, however, getting to the whole dating advice and stuff like that. Come on, why do you want to hear that from me? Why would you want to hear that from me? That's not this kind of show. That's not what I'm here for. That's not what no one's here for. We're not here to hear me give you advice. Hear me to talk down upon you. In fact, I am trying to stop giving advice to some of my friends. Oh. The married ones. Why do you want to hear advice from me? Why do you want to live my life? Don't do it. That's too much adventure. That's too much excitement. I am trying to find a way to bring it down a few notches. Can I just have 0.1%? 0.1% of the all is even. All of this adventure that I'm getting right now. Can I just bring it down a notch? Let's bring it down. Every time I get in the car, go to the studio, there's adventure. Every time I get in the car and go anywhere, adventure. Hey, I can just get in the car and get out. And that's an adventure. Something's happening. Something's popping off. Something is going down. I just don't know what yet. Got to be prepared for everything. Got to be prepared for everything. All possibilities. All possibilities. Be prepared. Because if I'm not prepared, if I don't know what's going to go down or what's going to happen, I could be caught slipping. I could be caught off guard. Who wants to be caught slipping in the middle of the day? Who wants to be caught slipping in the afternoon? And no one. I repeat, no one. Gets caught slipping at night. That's no go. That's not good for anyone. except for the people that are catching you slipping. It's good for them. It is. It's amazing. Amazing for them. Not you and not the other people that's involved. Definitely not. Don't even try. Just, I know experience is the best teaching. I've said this. I know. But it is. Especially when it comes to that. If not, just go ahead and ponder it for about 5 or 6 days. Revisit it 5 or 10 days later. And then compute. And then analyze. And then there you have it. You will eventually see what I'm seeing. If not, just go ahead. Get caught slipping at night. And have me say, I told you so. And you know I don't want to do that, but I definitely will if you get caught slipping at night. Because nobody should be get caught slipping at night. Anyway, I've been thinking really hard about this whole mouth breathing campaign. Trying to follow my dreams and trying to really think about, do I have a shot? Do I have what it takes? And this is something that I've been struggling with. This is something that I've been battling. This is something that you can help me with. And I don't know if we've made it to that place yet where I can ask for help again. Especially since I asked for a favor, and especially since I've been selfish, and some of the things and the experience and the feedback, it definitely wasn't what I was expecting. Betrayal would definitely not be a word that comes to mind. I just thought I'll just throw that out there. In the atmosphere, somewhere, throw a dart at it, or something to that nature. Hey, what? No. Yeah, sit back down. Cool? Good? Good to go? All right. Definitely thinking about revisiting this mouth breathing campaign. As I said, I need your help. I need some advice. I need some direction. Is this what I should do? I want to. I know I'm good enough. I know I'm strong enough. I know I have the mentality to be a mouth breather. Everything about being a mouth breather, I'm good at. I have the qualities. I have those traits. I have the skill set. I can be the mouth breather. In fact, I even practice. I practice. It's not that many hours in a day, but I still try to practice every single hour. Maybe it's for a minute. Maybe it's for 30 seconds. Maybe it's for 20 seconds. Maybe it's for 20 minutes. Maybe it's for the full hour. Regardless, I am trying to better myself. I am trying to improve as a person. Personal growth. And if I don't become the mouth breather, if I don't win and become leader of the mouth breathers, if I don't get recognized as one of the best mouth breathers of all time, at least I can say I tried. At least I can say I tried. I'd rather try and fail than fail to try. Right? But I need some advice about becoming a mouth breather. what else, what extra steps can I take to complete the total transformation? In fact, I've actually been getting good sleep at night, but I'm wondering, what could I possibly think about? What could I possibly do to start keeping me up at night? I want to once again be a part of Team No Sleep. Sorry, Team Chaos, but we'll still be friends. Think Team Chaos cool with that? Cool with it? Yeah? Okay. And so I've been pondering, thinking about having that rattle around in my brain and my mind on how I can become the mouth breather. How can I win the campaign and do what needs to be done? Do what needs to be done. I think I was almost there. Certain situations happened. And unfortunately, I had to suspend my campaign. Unfortunately, I just had to stop trying. I had to stop studying for the test. I had to stop preparing myself. But I'm back now. I'm back better than ever, ready to go, charged up. Charged up. Speaking of charged up, what's with the whole sport entertainment and watching it on TV and going live to the games? It seems like nobody's watching sports anymore. All this big mega deals and mega money that's going around. In a few years, who's going to be paying those contracts? Because the people aren't watching. And I just want to throw that out there now. So when 10, 20 years from now, and people look back and say, wow, I wonder what was the turning point in sport not making it, I can just direct them to this very exact moment. So yes, you're part of history. You're welcome. Anyway, definitely got some unique things for the show. Unique. Can't wait. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. It's not that show because it's this show. I gotta go.